Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Method by Anat Zet, a reboot of M Show for Radio FM.
What is your method?
Card reading.
What is your technique?
Creating ambivalent images, ordering them into a system, offering this system to others.
What is your system?
My system consists of 78 cards. These cards are organized into four colors, four positions in relation to society, four numerical positions, and 22 trump cards. Any of these cards carry a more or less open symbolic meaning that unfolds in relation to the other cards and in dialogue with someone else.
Who is someone else?
Someone else is a friend or a friend of a friend, someone who asks me to help them analyze their personal situation.
Yeah, we're sitting here at a desk in an office. Do you work here every day as a fortune teller?
Yeah.
What kind of customers are coming to you?
我的客人主要是一些朋友推荐的一些朋友为主，都是目前来看，大部分都是一些白领企业家。
People who work in offices and entrepreneurs, most of them are recommended by friends.
What kind of advice are they looking for?
主要是寻求对自己的人生、事业，包括我们自身的这个感情命运，可能需要一些参考。
So they are looking for advices for their career, life, and affairs.
What is your method?
你的方法是什么？
我是这样的，就是我自己给我自己。 按照就是我们算命里面应该是最高，按照中国传统的算命术里面应该是一种学术级别最高的难度最大的一种算命术，这是我给我自己就是推测的一个命局，一个算命术，我自己的一个命运，然后呢，这是一个复印件，然后可以就是说送给我们这个女士，她虽然也看不懂汉字，但是就是我们算一个人命，它是一个很复杂的一个推算过程。
He's using the most difficult method to have a calculation of his own fate, and this is the conclusion, and he wants to give you as a gift.
Oh, thank you. That is the conclusion
of his fate.
Of your fate.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is I Ching, like, right? It's I Ching.
Yeah, yeah. 这是我们中国的一个就是很复杂的一种算命术，它是我们唯一的一种算命术和我们的周易结合起来的一种算命术，叫太乙命算命术。 就这个，我们这种方法，它叫太乙算命术，太乙。
This is a mixture of two different methods. And one of them is I Ching.
是这样的，是预测，就是我们简称易经吧，易经的这种占卦预测，它更多的是用于做决策的这种吉凶的决策，而我们的这个算命，它是从唐朝开创的一门专门用于人的命运的一个预测的一套方法，周易预测它可能更多的是一种，在古代是一种做决策、做决断，有重大事件的时候。 来就是决疑决断的，就是说不一样，就是算卦和算命是不同的一个分类。
There are two ideas. One is about calculating the fate, and another is calculating the situation. And 周易 is about the determination of the event.
Determination of the event?
The event. Like a political event.
Yeah.
Like about the nation, about the country. It's really not about the individual.
So he is doing that.
He's doing something about a specific person. He's using a method which can trace back to Tang Dynasty.
李虚忠，他是唐代的官员，是御史，由他创造的这个算命术。 啊，您用一个人出生的年月日来推算人一生的命运，然后这是第一个。
The fortune telling method of Chinese tradition is invented by this person, Li Shizhong, and he used to serve the government in Tang Dynasty.
So you made the distinction between advising the state and individual fate, and you said you are doing individual fate. Still, it was developed by someone advising the government.
国家大事，自古到今哈，到我们清代哈，我们二十四史加清代25史，我们中国古代官方有专门的做国家大事预测的官员，有专门的，啊，有专门的官员，嗯。
So.During the 25 histories, which means 25 dynasties,
to
the Qing dynasty, there were experts who focused on the national affairs for the determination. And they're kind of separate from this personal fate fortune telling.
What was he doing when he was working for the government?
He's, let me see.It's a 官员 which means
英里吗
officer.
I am.
嗯，我拍那个微信发图片给你，我这里有点事情，好吧，就这样了啊。嗯。Okay. Sorry.
Oh, can I ask you what is the book that you used here?
是我的老师问我在某年某月某日按照我们中国的这种历法是怎么来表述天干地支干支历法啊。
His professor was calling him about the Chinese name for the certain year.
Ah.
What is the theory behind your approach?
Theoretically, I'm coming from a modernist, post-Christian scientific belief system that values novelty,rupture, precision, and critique.
What is your practice?
Practically, I keep things undecided as long as possible.
What about money?
Money is a powerful medium and an unstable symbolic universe. Money is very dangerous. In traditional tarot, you have the coin symbol, but my card deck is themed around 20th century capitalism, so I've replaced the coin with the bill as a symbol for materiality and legitimacy.
What is your skill?
My skill is to be direct and undecided at the same time.
What is your skill?
我对这个中国这个算命术这个的研究，我的技术是说能够通过一个人的就是说出生的年月日时能够对这个人的比如说他的这种婚姻他的工作他的事业比如说他是适合于经商的还是适合于去就是说从政做官员还是说他在某一方面有比较好的发展前途。
So his starting point is the timing.Of this certain person's birth, the year, the month, the day, and the hour, and to determine if he's suitable to be either an officer, or educator, or businessman.
What kind of questions do your customers have in relation to business?
可能问一些这种。更多的是关于这种决策吧，比如说，职位的，这种，变化，或是说，对一些项目的一种，就是说一种忧虑。
Well, it's mostly about determination, like, about the positions in the business, also about the plans, either or not to apply the plan.
To apply a plan that they already made?
Yeah, I think they're here to ask for advice if they have to actualize the plan or not.
So would you say there is an insecurity about realizing the plan? That before you realize a plan, you have to make sure it is in accordance with the universe?
是这样的，是这样的。
Yeah.
What role does money play in the system?
我觉得是这样的，就是说我们如果我们花的时间和精力专注度更多，花的时间和精力更多，那么我们的这种比如说报酬、酬劳、酬谢可能相应会多一些。
The more effort they put in this, they will get paid more.
The more effort he puts into the fortune telling,
yeah,
the more he
will get paid.
The more he will get paid. Ah, yeah.
还有方法不一样，方法不一样，价格也是不一样的。
So also like the charge will be quite different, depends on the method he was using.
Ah, okay. I'm also thinking that in I Ching you have these coins. So I was thinking that coins and monetary value are already the basis.For the method.
它只是工具、啊、
It's just a tool.
在古代是钱，在古代，在现代是不是钱、
yeah.
So、
Same、
in ancient
for,
times, they use as currency.
中国最古老的这种算卦，它是用这个，用市草，用市草，它不是用这个是这个我们在中国从商朝开始，春秋开始，它就是用这种市草占卦工具，然后这是西汉之后。才换成这个了，从这个简变换成这个了。
So, this is the oldest tool for fortune telling.
This is from a plant, right?
Yeah, 是的，是，嗯，这个是由它简化来的。
Yeah.
Actually, this the three coins is a simplified version of that.
嗯哼。
现在我们流行的这种方式，它是摇六次，一次，然后。Two, three, four, five, six,、
mm-hmm.
然后它就成了一个卦了。
Yeah.
但是我们这个它是72变，是需要很长时间的占卦的、啊、
So you for the coins you shake it 6 times, and for the sticks you do that 72 times.
没有有字的是阳，没有字的是阴。
Yeah, they have 2 sides the coins, and、
oh?
and one is yin, one is yang.
对不对？这是一个阳，两个阴、哦。一。两个字，两个阳，一个阴，读是往上面往下读，这是阳的，两个阴，一个阳的，三枚硬币取少数，比如那个是阳是阴，就取一个数一个字啊。
Then it depends on the
取那一个啊，取少了一个，嗯，哦，阳。
The minority. So if there.
哎，稍等一下，有事情。
Two yins and one yang.
Yeah.
You choose yang.
Ah, okay. So you always go for the minority.
Yeah.
这是一个卦。
And now we have a hexagram.
这是一爻。
We start from
the middle. One, two, three, four, five, six. 我们画卦是从下面往上画。这个卦就是它是这样，这个、卦叫巽卦，这叫这也是它们俩是一样的、mm-hmm. 啊，都是巽卦。
So now you have a hexagram with 2 trigrams.
都是巽。
Yeah, they're both.
Mm-hmm.
巽它是风的意思、
yeah.
风
It means wind.
Wind.
Hexagram 57 Sun, the gentle, the penetrating. Sun is one of the 8 double trigrams. It is the eldest daughter and symbolizes wind or wood. The gentle, success through what is small. It furthers one to have somewhere to goIt furthers one to see the great man. Penetration produces gradual and inconspicuous effects. It should be effected not by an act of violation, but by influence that never lapses. Results of this kind are less striking to the eye than those won by surprise attack, but they are more enduring and more complete. If one would produce such effects, one must have a clearly defined goal.For only when the penetrating influence works always in the same direction can the object be attained.
我们一般的话，我们大家知道《易经》。
So this is 易经。
嗯，《易经》它其实就是我们说的是一本书。
It's a book.
占卜的书。
嗯哼。
For
占卜的，但是我们说《周易》，它包含《易经》和《易传》两本书。
So 《周易》consists of 2 books.
哎呀。
然后《易传》是孔子做的。10篇文章叫十易，也叫易传，是孔子。
易传 is a book of 10 articles written by 孔子。
然后用来解释易经的。
To explain 易经。
用来就是说，为我们预测提供方法。
So it provides method for the foreseeing process.
然后我们的易经呢，就是我们说的，就是我们说卦，比如说这个，这是乾卦。 坤卦，这些都是我们说的，都是卦。这是我们的符号，符号。
Symbols.
然后第二是名字，就是每个卦有个名字。
And the name of the symbol.
这个爻辞就是说我们在占卦的时候，它有动爻，就是说，比如说卦是什么意思，这个爻是哪个爻，然后它对应有相应的解释。
The symbol consists of different moments of the shaking process.
Mm-hmm.
And 爻辞 is an interpretation of every single moment.
哎呀，
我们中国古人他们就是在很久远的时候，他们按照周易的方式，他们提出有1520多种。不同的结论，就预测的结论。
There are 1520 conclusions.
What is your wisdom?
My wisdom is the wisdom of a guest. My wisdom is the wisdom of the youngest son. My wisdom is the wisdom of the one who joined you recently. My wisdom is the wisdom of the generation of the unadvised.
I'm using these cards and I use it for like situation analysis. It's also like it helps decision making if you know your situation. But I do believe that it is chance that determines what cards are on the table.
Oh, 我同意。
But it is still very accurate. I don't know if I can explain it quickly, but you have like four colors. You have green, that is apparatus, red, which is movements.Blue, which is nerves, and you have yellow, which is papers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have trump cards. All of them have a number. And then you also have four person cards. In every color, you have the worker, the director, the revolutionary, and the council. I shuffle the cards. And then I say, okay, this card is for the situation. This card is for obstacle.
疑难杂症
This is for the motivation.Yeah, let's put these three, and then I can kind of project my own feeling onto it and kind of realize something about the situation.
因为三张都是图片。
So, but in the nerve cards, this is an old psychological method from the 1920s.
It's very abstract.
Yes, so what do you see in this image?
我看了一张脸。
He saw a face.
What does the face express?
一恐惧。
Fear.
Fear. Yeah, and then we would work with that. And then each image is somehow ambivalent. And sometimes there's historical reference to it. This one is a magazine from 1925. So the system is not universal. It is very specific. It's based on the 1920s in Germany. Yeah, you wrote something. What did you write?
之前我接触过就是占星的西方的占星的，包括塔罗牌的一些朋友接触过。
He has some friends from the Western, from West, doing tarot reading and astrology.
我觉得有三个方面，我想就是说三点感受，我个人感觉三点啊。
There are three aspects of his.
第一就是第一是我们的。运算，计算，运算。
First one is calculation.
第二是方法。
Second one is method.
第三个是感知。
Sensibility.
What are these three?
There are three aspects of his understanding of this.
就是，原则上，不管是塔罗牌，还是这个硬币，还是我们的这个市场，任何东西都可以用作预测。
In principle.Anything, no matter tarot or the coin, anything can be used for fortune telling.
How did you come up with these three?
因为我就是我个人感受是，就是说，首先就是我们要有，就是说做任何事情它有个思维逻辑，就是运算思维。
Anything has a logic in it.
然后呢，就是我们用什么方法去找到某种联系。
And also, you need the method to make connection.
然后。来为我们提供指导指引做决策
to provide us the guidance to make the decision
and sensibility for the situation
What is your sensibility?
What role does chance play in this world.
我们中国的古人说人，人叫命运，命运。
We call destiny as a human beings as destiny,、
mm-hmm.
which is 命运。
这个命是与生俱来的天赋秉性，每个人的性格无法改变的，叫命。
命 means fate, something you're born.
天赋，每个人天赋性格。
Mm-hmm.
Your personality, your gift.
包括他的这种一个人的格局。等级地位
status.
运势
is status something that you're born with?
Like a social class.
然后这个运是我们后天的环境和我们的机遇
And this is chance 运
然后一个这两个各占50%对我们的影响
So each of them takes part of human
Ren
对 Ren is divided evenly by 命 and 运
Do you think the business world is more determined by chance or by fate?
一般的、普通的、一般的人，他们可能看重自己在信这个阶段的运气。比如说，我们短时间，我们信在我的运气是好还是不好。然后，但是很多优秀的企业家或者一些政府一些政治家，他们对这个命，对我一个人，我能用一生能拥有多大的财富。能拥有多高地位，他们对这个还是特别的，关注的。
So, most people they're very curious about their career circumstance. Politicians and entrepreneurs, they want to know what chance will be for now. But a lot of them, they really care about what fate will bring them. They want to see their limit, the highest point, the threshold they can get to.
What does it mean to you to help other people?
I believe in helping other people and I am enjoying it. But I'm also very attached to the idea of reciprocity, so unconsciously I'm often trying to make sure that I'm being paid back exactly what I gave, or more even. However, when I in fact receive more aid than I give, I feel bad, unless the aid is coming from a position of authority.
Do you enjoy manipulating other people?
I find dialogue much more enjoyable.
Do you think of yourself as a form of therapist?
有这方面的这种相同。
He feels he serves us.
现在在中国很多心理咨询师，他们也学周易。
He's saying a lot of therapists they're studying this also.
Ah, yeah.
但是我们会告诉我们的客户真相，啊，就是说提供一些这种真实的。
No.
我们的这种经验
no.
He's providing the truth.
Not really.
Based on his
not
study.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
He's providing his customers the truth.
The truth about themselves or the truth?
Not really. Not really.
就是说给他进行一个分析吧，进行一个就是说这种比较准确的分析和判断。
Based on the accurate analyze and judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.Do sometimes people from the government
not really,
or politicians come to you?
他们一般
not really,
会有的
not so much.
Some of them.
Do they have different questions than businessmen?
No.
不一样
no.
In what way are they different?
他们可能更多是关心他们
no.
自身的一些问题
I find dialogue
一些工作
much more enjoyable.
一些困境从商可能更多是关注于自己的企业和自己的这种财运
People work for the government, they focus on
I find dialogue, no, I find dialogue much more enjoyable.
They are more focused on their companies and the money they can make.
我们中国古代官员他有一种习惯，就是都有智囊，就是师，就我们说师爷嘛，古代任何一个不管是县还是州吏，还是我们说的就是级别更高的官员，包括我们现在，应该他们都会有自己的这种助手啊，提供这种决策。
All those people working for the government in history, they have assistants who is assisting them to make decisions.
Ah, yeah, so they also have assistants now?
会有的
Yeah, they still have them.
Are they experts in fortune telling?
当然
Yes.
但是不公开
But it's kind of keeping secret. It's not open.
It's safer maybe because then they don't have to go publicly to an office like this.
这个我不是很清楚，但是我接触的，像有一定级别的一些公职人员，他们自身也对 易经啊传统文化很感兴趣，也在学习自身。另外他们有他们自己比较私密的一个圈子哈，就是有一个就是一个朋友圈，可能方方面面的考虑都有吧，安全啊，包括我们说这种舆论都会有。
I'm not really sure if they have a personal assistance for the security reason, but a lot of the politicians themselves are very interested in 易经、
mm-hmm.
themselves, so they have this kind of friendship circle about this subject.
What part of the philosophy is still represented in the politics of China? What part of the I Ching philosophy is active?
因为我对这个对政治我不是很了解，但是我们中国人就是普通，我们就是普通人，可能在生活中他也会去交流，比如说做一个企业家，他会去考虑我这个合作伙伴和我，按照我们说命理来说，算命来说，我们和他合不合？能不能愉快合作，或是说有没有后患，有没有风险，他们都会做评估的。
He's not very familiar with how politics really works.、
Mm-hmm.
Just like regular normal people in the society, like people who invest, people who make friends, they can use the same method to calculate if it's suitable or、
mm-hmm.
not. So politics can also imply the same method.
Yeah.
还是哲学，就是怎么样维持一种平衡，就是人和环境和社会一种平衡的发展。
I think it's a philosophy to help build up the relationship between human and the environment, nature.
嗯哼，
那如果中国一直受易经影响这么大，为什么现在的环境这么差？
您指的哪方面的环境？
就自由环境。
自然环境。这个
I was asking if Chinese are very influenced by 易经、and also 易经 is about the relationship between human beings and nature. How comes the nature is so bad right now?
Is it also influencing the air?
Yeah.
就是说我们中国的发展现在并不是说我们想象的就是最好的时机。
This is not the best time for this whole process. It's like grass, winter time for grass.
But then we are kind of preparing for spring.
当然，都会，肯定会。中国在这个世界上，它的这种文化的影响会越来越大，而且我们国像您说的方方面面的问题哈、就包括我们的这种对社会经济这种没有起到很好的推进作用的政治体制，啊、包括我们所有的环境，他们都会随着时间的推移。都会有所变化，十年、二十年、三十年都会变好。
He believes in the improvement of everything in China.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.